Go ahead and see if you can make yourself totally satisfied with your posture, first of all. And make that process kind of extend into the reaches of the mind. So see if you can organize your body in such a way that it's ready to be fully present. And same thing with your mind. So make it a process of getting in touch with whatever's happening in the body and the mind right now. And just adding a few elements of a nice posture, sense of being settled, sense of being upright. And see if you can just, rather than seeking out the breath deliberately, see if you can just be open to a certain rhythm in what's happening right now, marked by the breathing. Wherever it's natural for you to be aware of that rhythm. And that rhythm is going to carry you into a next moment of being present and a next moment of being present. So whatever's present now. Gets awareness, gets maybe a certain amount of friendliness, openness, whatever it is you'd like to bring to your present moments. And the flow of the breathing is kind of a reminder that this is a flow. So be ready for what's coming, be ready to let go of what's here. And so use the words in and out for the in and out breath, but not necessarily because we're really going to drill down on them, but more so just as a kind of reminder to keep in touch with the reality that this is a flow. So whatever it is that is active in the mind or in the body, it flowed in before, and it can flow out, and other things can flow in, like a sense of being settled, sense of being present. Engaged. And we are going to do a joy meditation. We're going to do a joyful twist on an old classic, which is the Five Remembrances. And the trick here is that keyword remembrance, which is very much connected to the word mindfulness. It is to recollect something that's here and now. So, see if you can recollect in such a way that does not take you far away from your sensations of your breathing or from your body. And in fact, there may be relevant sensations in the body in the cultivation of joy. So the first recollection supposedly, I'm of the nature to get sick, but we're going to do it like this. I'm not that sick. So I'm going to leave the door open for you to have a cold or whatever. But you could be sicker. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to say to myself, not that sick, at the beginning of the in-breath. And I'm going to maintain that re recollection through the in-breath and the out-breath. And I am going to enjoy, to really fully enjoy not being that sick. See if you can bring to life the sensation, the recollection of how nice it is to not be sick, the one that comes right as you realize you're getting better, after being sick for 2 weeks. When you can breathe again, when your nose clears, when suddenly you have energy, when food tastes good. And if you have a teeny tiny little feeling of joy, sustain the recollection that gave rise to that joy. And slowly see if you can cultivate it over the course of the in and the out breath. Be open to the possibility that that joy can grow from being a spark to being something that pervades your experience of this moment, something that can be felt from the top of your head down to the tips of your toes and as far into the recesses of the mind as can be experienced. Even if it's just a little spark right now. The second reflection, not that old. Relative to how things are going to be eventually, this degree of bladder control is still not bad. This degree of mobility, this degree of mental acuity. I do believe I'll live it up right now. See if you can allow your attention to kind of to land on any sense of appreciation, to enter into it. See if you can dispense with the idea that joy is something that is observed from the outside. If it's not observed from the outside, then it can accompany all awareness. In this case, the joy of being not that old. Third reflection, not dead. As difficult as things are going to be when I'm really old, they will still be possible, at least some things. Relative to the time after my death, holy smokes, are things possible right now? The world is my oyster, is it not? Develop the conviction that the breath is like a kind of a bellows that blows on that spark of joy on that little coal and makes it red hot, makes it bigger, makes it eventually coextensive with the body. As big as your whole experience. And if there's a part of you that doesn't feel joyful, see if you can at least remain a sense, remain open, like, it might get in there too. We'll see. The fourth reflection, which the traditional one is separation from loved ones. I am of the nature to be separated from my loved ones. We'll just say, not alone. But you have to fill up those words with the joy of having whoever you have in your life still available to you. And this can be a kind of cumulative joy. You can kind of go through and recall, oh yeah, so and so's still around. Even people you don't see, isn't it kind of nice? To know they're out there somewhere. Now, the last reflection, traditionally, my only true possessions are my actions. I'm going to use the words not stuck. Because as pervasive as some of my habits may be, I know how to influence them. I know how to develop new habits. As my beloved teacher would say, I have a path to walk on. I have an all-you-can-eat buffet of wholesome actions that I can wrap up in a napkin and sneak into my pocket. See if you can make the joy of having a practice, of having a path, something that you can feel in every cell of your body. See if you can bring that joy all the way down into any little recesses that feel that things might be a drag.